This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Can I be the old guy that stands on the soapbox and screams at the cloud? And I feel like I'm starting to have these moments more and more, but I promise you that these opinions and these thoughts come from a very, very good place. They are going to expand the NCAA tournament. I don't even think at this point that is an opinion. I think it is becoming a fact. They are going to expand the NCAA tournament. There is enough support from coaches. Bill Self recently came out and said that he is in favor of tournament expansion. Dennis Gates is in favor of tournament expansion. ADs, presidents, the only people right now that are stopping a possible expansion of the NCAA basketball tournament are the television companies, and if they think it is financially feasible to spend more money on the NCAA tournament, they already spend a lot. I know that we have been conditioned as a consumer to justify every move that these companies make by, well, they make more money. But is it good for the sport? Is it what's in the best interest of the sport? Does it increase competition? And this is where I become the old guy yelling at the cloud. I feel like our whole life we have been told about the dangers of participation trophies and how back in my day we didn't do that, how you had to earn things, and you soft millennials, you think that everybody should be included. Millennials are not the ones that are making the decisions right now when it comes to college football. It's the same generation that told us our entire life how you had to earn things and nothing was going to be given to you and how dangerous participation trophies are. Now we're looking to include the 71st best college basketball team and give them a chance to win the national championship. We're sitting here arguing in college football ways to include 3- and 4- loss college football teams. That's what we're thinking of right now. And we're going to justify it. Well, I mean, they make money. Yeah, but all money ain't good money. You made a G today, but you made it in a sleazy way. You're trying to package the 72nd ranked college basketball team and tell me why they should be included in the NCAA tournament. We don't want it. We don't need it. A majority of these changes in sports are solely capitalist decisions, and they're not competition decisions. We didn't need to add weeks to the NFL regular season. We didn't need to add teams to the NFL playoff. Well, they make money on it. They were already making money hand over fist. The only way, and I'm serious, the only way you can get me to support expanding the NCAA tournament would be this. On Tuesday and Wednesday, before the actual bracket starts, you need to put teams like North Carolina against mid-majors. You need to put North Carolina up against Illinois State. Here is a team from the ACC that was the 9th team. Here was the best team in the Southwestern Conference. They missed the NCAA tournament because they lost on a buzzer beater in their regular season. We're going to give you the opportunity to compete against them. The winner moves on to the NCAA tournament. But you and I all know that's not how they're going to do it. They're trying to create more spaces for Virginia Tech. They're trying to create more spaces for Arizona State. You weren't good enough. When did we lose the ability to tell people that you aren't good enough at something and to go do something else? Isn't that what sports is supposed to be? Everybody can't play on varsity. Somebody has to go play JV. Somebody needs to go to the band club. Somebody needs to go to chess club or do something else. Only 12 of you can make the varsity team. We had the tournament package just right. 64 teams. We had the bowl games, and now we got to expand the bowl games where you can be 6-6, and one of your wins was against a D2 school or a 1AA. So you really went below 500. But no, you bought a win at the very beginning of the season. Now you get to go to Hawaii for a bowl game. No, get better. I don't know why we're afraid to tell people that in college athletics. So maybe I'm the old guy. Maybe you guys want the tournament to be expanded. Maybe I'm off. Maybe I'm wrong. And you know what? I can live with this if I'm standing on this side for myself. If you don't make the college basketball tournament, it's your fault. It is not the committee's fault. It's not the CBI or however we're evaluating teams. Bro, you played 30 basketball games this year. You had all non-con to figure it out. You had all the conference schedule to figure it out. You had you had three separate portions of the season to try to get right. You missed it, but no, we got to think of more ways to give you a fourth chance to make the NCAA tournament. We're not doing this for the Kansas. We're not doing this for Duke. They've made the NCAA tournament. We got to do this for NC State. We got to make sure that Wake Forest makes the NCAA tournament. I hate it. I absolutely hate it. I hate what they're turning college athletics into. You got USC scared to play Notre Dame because it might hurt their chances of making the college football playoff. We're talking about now getting it to 76 teams in the NCAA tournament. We want a 16-team regular season, and it's too much. I mean, I know I'm not going to do anything. I'm going to watch it. I'm going to complain the same, but I mean, I at least have the ability to say, this isn't what I want. No. I don't want this. I don't want it.
This applies to all sports, but it really applies to college sports. What happened to the value of the regular season? We've just lost that. The NFL just expanded their playoffs. I promise they're not done expanding the playoffs. The NFL loves its playoff ratings. They're going to keep adding more games. The NBA has like 22 of the 30 teams make the playoff or the play-in game. What are we doing? The NCAA tournament is going to move to 72 or 76. Why? Why is the college football tournament expanding to 16? Like, what are we doing? Baseball expanded. Now there's three wild cards. Like, when did we as a sports watching society decide we only care about the games versus the postseason? And now the owners of these teams, these television networks, the powers that be have noticed that, and they've decided, let's just make the postseason bigger because that's the only time these people will watch. And now, you know, the fourth game between Kansas and Wagner is who cares on television, but don't worry. When we get to 32 college football teams in the playoff, we can have that same game and people will love it. What has happened?
Because what's happened is you have watered it down and you've taken away the sense of accomplishment. Everybody's college team isn't going to win the national championship. It's not built that way. Everybody's college football team wasn't good enough to make a BCS game. So making a BCS game was special because of how hard it was.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America. Yeah.